Welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie, Episode 10, The Last Day of School. Ollie stood outside of Cretaceous Creek Elementary and looked at school the same way it had on his very first day. Same stone walls, same woven leaf roof, and the same big welcoming door. But everything felt different now, because Ollie was different now. Today was the last day of school. The class was buzzing around with a strange mix of excitement and sadness. Everyone was talking louder than usual, laughing a little more than usual, and hugging a little more than usual. Mrs. Terry had decorated room 3 with streamers. A banner said, "Congratulations, class." There was treats on every desk. "Before we begin our party," Mrs. Terry said, settling onto her perch with her wings folded neatly, "I'd like us to do something special. I want each of you to share your favorite memory of this from this year." Tink went first because Tink was the only always brief and someone had to break the ice. "My favorite memory was when Ollie said my rocks were the coolest thing he ever said, because they are." He sat down, everyone laughed. Dash bounced stuff. "Also, my favorite memory is being in this talent show, running so fast the audience couldn't even see me. Also, the time I accidentally blew Ollie's credential drawing away. It wasn't even mad. Sorry again about that, Ollie." "It's okay, Dash. It was already kind of foggy, nothing," Ollie said, and everyone laughed again. Bree stood up, her long neck swaying gently. "My favorite memory is singing the duet with Penny at the talent show. I was nervous, but when we started, our songs began blended." Penny blushed. "My favorite memory is my first day here. I was so scared and lonely, and Ollie sat next to me, and he liked my crest. Nobody have ever said that my old school. It was just a moment that I started to feel like I belonged." Spike jumped up with so much energy that his back plates rattled. "My favorite memory? Easy. Building the playground with Mrs. Baranto after the mud puddle mystery. We were all muddy and sweaty. It was awesome. Also, single lunch we've had at our table. Best lunches ever." Then it was Ollie's turn. He stood up slowly, looking around with the room faces that had been so important to him. Mrs. Terry looked with her sunset-colored wings. Spike with his enthusiast plates. Bree with her gentle smile, Dash vibrating with energy. Tink with his solid, his favorite rocks. And Penny, who was beautiful crest, had become the soundtrack of their friendship. "I have so many favorite memories," Ollie said. "I can't even pick just one. So I'll tell you what my favorite thing is about this year." He took a breath. "My favorite thing was learning the best adventures are the ones that you go alone. They're the ones you share." The room went quiet for a moment. Then Mrs. Terry sniffled and Bree sniffled and even Tink's eye looked a little shiny. "Okay, Mrs. Terry," dabbing her eyes with a wig tip, "before we all turn into puddles, who wants cake?" The class party was wonderful. There was cake, fruit, and fern chips, and a huge bowl of ginkgo punch. Miss Terry had prepared a special yearbook, a big leaf book with a page for every student, decorated with drawings and memories and little notes from classmates. Holly flipped through his yearbook, reading messages. Spike had drawn a picture of them two covered in mud with the captions, "Best buddies forever." Bree had written, "Your kindness makes the world bigger," in her beautiful flowing handwriting. Dash's note said, "Adventure buddies for life. P.S. I'm still faster than you." Tink had simply written, "Good friend, good dinosaur." And Penny drew a small picture of two dinosaurs sitting on a rock, with a musical note floating between them. Mrs. Terry's note was on the last page. "Dear Ollie, you came to room 3 on the first day with butterflies in your tummy. And the last day, one of the bravest, kindest dinosaurs you ever taught. You never stop exploring. You never stop caring and never stop being exactly who you are. Love, Mrs. Terry." Ollie closed the book and held it against his chest. After the party, there was a special assembly in the Great Hall. The whole school gathered. every class, every teacher, even Mr. Baranto, who had to stand in the back because he was so enormous. Principal Rexford, a very distinguished, very old Tyrannosaurus Rex, who wore tiny spectacles on his enormous snout and stood on the podium. "Students of Cretaceous Creek Elementary," he said in a voice with a surprising, gentle, large carnivore, "another wonderful year has come to an end. You have learned, grown, made friends, and made mistakes, and made memories. I am proud of every single one of you." He presented certificates of Mess Press Leafs with gold berry ink. Fastest runner, Dash, obviously. Best geologist, Tink. Most beautiful voice, Spree. Most musical, Penny. Best tail trick, Spike. Then Principal Redfox adjusted his tiny spectacles and said, "Our final award, Heart of Cretaceous Creek Award, given to the student who best represents the spirit of our school. Kindness, courage, friendship, and adventure." He looked directly at Ollie. Ollie the Triceratops, the great hall exploded into cheer. Ollie walked to the stage in a daze, his legs feeling wobbly, his frill flushed bright pink. Principal Redfort, who was about 10 million times Ollie's size, leaned down very carefully and handed him the leaf certificate with his tiny arms. "You deserve this, young man." Principal Rexford said in a warmly, "You make this school a better place." Held the certificate, looking at the audience. There was his friends cheering with joy. At the very back, he could see Mama Trix and Papa Trix and Grandpa Gus, who had come all the way for the ceremony. Mama Trix was climbing happy tears, Papa Trix was beaming, and Grandpa Gus was giving him a slow, proud nod, his ancient hoard catching the light. "Thank you," Ollie said in the microphone, "but this isn't really my award. It belongs to everyone who made this year amazing. My friends, my teachers, my family, Mr. Baranto, and everyone in this room. You're all the heart of the Cretaceous Creek." More tears, more happy tears. The final bell rang at 3 o'clock. Students poured out of Cretaceous Creek Elementary and laughing and shouting of making summer plans. Ollie's friend stood at the front gate where Mama Trix had dropped him off at the very first scary morning. "So summer," said Spike. "Where are we going?" "Everything," said Dash. "Camping in the Fern Valley?" Ollie suggested. "Yes," said everyone. "Swimming into Cretaceous Creek," said Bree. "Yes." "Exploring that cave on the playground," said Ollie, his eyes sparkling with the same curiosity he felt on the one day. "Yes, concerts under the sides," said Penny, lifting her crest. "Yes, rock collecting," said Tink. "Yes," said everyone. They all meant it. They stood in a circle, a Triceratops, a Stegosaurus, a Brontosaurus, a Velociraptor, and an Ankylosaurus, and a Pliosaurus. 6 different dinosaurs who became best friends. "Same time next year," Ollie said. "Same time every year," they said. Ollie looked at the school one last time with the stone walls, leaf roof, and big welcoming door. He had thought about the scared little Triceratops who walked through that door on the first day with butterflies in his tummy and worry in his heart. He wasn't that little Triceratops anymore. He was bigger now, not just in his size, but had a heart. He had friends who felt like family. He had memories that felt like treasure. And he had a whole summer of adventures stretching out ahead of him. He had like an open road. "Come on, Ollie," Ollie said to his friends, turning toward the fern forest and the world beyond. "Let's go." And they did. Ollie's dinosaur fact. Triceratops was one of the very last dinosaurs to walk on Earth. They lived up until the mass extinction event about 666 million years ago. In effect, Triceratops fossils have been found in some of the youngest dinosaur breeding rocks, even discovered, which means they were among the final dinosaurs before the giant asteroids hit Earth and changed everything. But even though the dinosaurs are gone, their legacy lives on because birds are actually living dinosaurs. So next time you see a bird, you're really seeing a dinosaur. Thank you for listening. See you on the next time of The Adventures of Ollie.
Thanks for listening. Find more podcasts under the Kind Brook Studios Podcast Network.